Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Right, now you know what happens when you hear that particular sound. You know what it's time for. That's right, Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. We have Trent, and of course we have the voice of Talktainment Radio. And guess what? She's sitting next to me now.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mufasa, Miss Rita Arnold's in the house. Oh, gosh.
If I could
just behave, yes, what they say at church. Well.
You ain't going to behave, but okay. It's all good.
Behave. Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen, this is Talktainment Radio. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio, and you are now in touch with Talking Sports with Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. If you would, and I mean would, like to get in contact with the show, you can by calling 1-877-932-9766, and we'll get you on there. Or you can Gmail me at the numero 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Hey, listen to this. In our Tell Me Something Good segment, man, we got a dude that I've been wanting to ask a question for about 7 years, and he is in the house tonight. Big man. And I ain't going to tell you who he is until it's time. But anyway, let's jump on this. Okay, Trent.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk about the business of sports, okay?
Business.
Yeah, it's a business. Business.
Business?
Business.
Okay.
Business. Business. Let's do this. Okay. My understanding is Zeke Elliott is supposedly on a plane. He probably landed at DWF, one of my favorite airports in the whole wide world, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, supposedly the deal was done. It may be done when we get off the air. Talk to me, man. Give me some info.
Well, for those that have been living under a rock lately, Ezekiel Elliott is holding out for more money, which I ain't mad at him. This is America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dollars talk, and you know what walks. So Zeke said, nope, even though I got 2 years left in my contract, Jerry, you're going to give me more money. So I'm going to sit out training camp, preseason, however long it takes until we come to some type of agreement and the dollar amount matches that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Rita, talk to me.
What you want to know?
Well, wait a minute. Hold it now.
Do I need to leave?
No. Get a room.
Depends on what he asks.
Well, tell me about your thoughts on this Zeke and Jerry situation. What's going on here?
It's a game.
That's right.
It's a game.
That's
and,
right.
You know, they'll both get what they want in the long run, but the more to-do they make about it, the more eyes on it, the more people will be inclined to see what happens next.
It's a stage deal, folks. There never really was a holdout, but they told y'all that, and y'all believe that old mess. Jerry loves Zeke, arms around and all that kind of stuff. Bailed him out of a lot of stuff that we're not supposed to talk about on the air. But anyway.
So, yes. I got a question.
Go ahead.
So, how do they know that this is going to be a $50 million deal with $35 million guaranteed?
Jerry is a brilliant businessman. He didn't get there for nothing, okay?
True.
Now, we're not going to know all the ins and outs, just like we don't know all the ins and outs on the Kennedy murders, not assassination. We don't
murders.
Know all that stuff. Yeah, murders.
Yeah, we do.
We do? So you believe the Warren Report, huh?
Ask George Bush about it.
Who?
George Bush.
Okay.
Wasn't he the director of the CIA when
was
all that went down?
Was he now?
Okay.
How about going back before him? Anyway.
That's true, too.
Yeah. We never know. But all I know is that it's made to look like something that is not staged.
Right.
So,
correct.
You know, and then Dallas is in the news all day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Rita.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about some women's tennis. Talk to me.
You got to love all that chocolate on the court.
Ooh, baby.
You just have to.
I like that flavor. Go ahead.
You know, there's a number of young ladies. Chocolate young ladies who have hit the court.
Coco.
Coco Gauff.
Yeah.
Serena Williams, Naomi Osaka, and oh gosh, Townsend. I can't remember
Townsend,
her first name.
Yeah, Taylor Townsend.
Taylor Townsend. Mm-hmm. There you go. And all at the U.S. Open, even.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a really touching moment between Naomi Osaka and Coco Gauff. And Coco is only, what, 15?
Yes.
And she's playing Naomi Osaka, who is in her second big stage at match at Arthur Ashe for the Open.
Yeah.
And Coco did not win the match. And she was upset. She was crying. And, you know, Naomi, having been in that position before, went over to her and asked her to do the after-match interview with her and calmed her down, said, it'll be okay, we'll do it together, because she'd been in that position before. And it was really a beautiful, beautiful moment between the ladies.
It's
nice to see that support between the sisters, of course, but that's what sisters do.
Yeah, I like to see that.
That's what sisters do.
That Japanese African influence come out of Naomi. Yeah, got it right up in there. And they
it was nice.
Japanese.
You know what, man? Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
Black folk done inhabited the whole world. Even that drink you like, the Black Russian. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, it's all over. Oh, it was in Britain too. Come on now, please don't get me started. The Bible. Oh yeah. You know why racists and white nationalists, they say they like the Bible?
Why?
But they don't. You know why?
Why?
They never read it.
That's true.
You know why they haven't read it?
Why?
Because if they did, they would find out, oh, they're talking about black folk in here. It's all about the black folk.
True.
But anyway, aside from that. Okay, so anyway, so tennis is left in good shape because of that chocolate flavor.
Absolutely.
New
wave and the more established, I won't say old, the more established wave,
more.
You know, and what Naomi did was really what they could call paying it forward.
Yeah, she did.
What was given to her by Serena, if you recall,
yes.
at last year's
yes.
Open was the incident where Naomi beat Serena. Sorry. Had a brain fart.
That's okay.
Naomi beat Serena, but there was a line judge who was just ridiculous, and
he didn't get to do
Serena.
This
you know, no. had a what they will call a moment.
Went off on him like a sister should.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's keep it real.
She got all
she
in
had
his
a
biscuits.
Moment.
Yeah.
She got all up in there.
You know, her filter failed her.
Yeah.
And, you know, we sisters and brothers have to walk around with a filter all the time.
Mm.
Her filter just said, nope, not today. But in her filter failing her, she took away Naomi's moment.
Yeah.
But afterwards, she apologized and she came to her and told her, you know, I'm one of your biggest fans. And in that same light, that's what Naomi did with Coco.
Yeah, that is women's tennis in particular is becoming must-see TV.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, I tell you what has gone under the radar, but they had a brilliant marketing plan, and that is soccer or the real football.
Mm-hmm.
You notice how they gradually infiltrated this big market in here, and first nobody was watching it, but then with all the influence of all the immigrants that a certain person is trying to kick out of the country, they start having their little things, and people start gathering everywhere, and this is a sport that's played everywhere, let's say on a national basis, but here, but then the MLS came in. And then, guess what? TV saw that, and then they started to marketing that stuff. Big companies like things go better with you-know-who and all that. Mm-hmm.
Why?
All them look because there's big money in
they it. They want their piece of the pie.
They want
big money
pie.
In
they
it.
Want their cut.
And
have you ever been out of the country when it's FIFA time?
Uh-huh, or Copa.
Oh, my goodness. It's like nothing America has ever seen.
Right.
Correct.
The Super Bowl ain't. Jack.
Yeah, nope. Right.
Compared to when it is FIFA season or Copa season, as you're
business
saying.
Yeah. Shut down.
They shut it down.
They shut it down.
It is time to watch football.
Yeah.
The as the rest
football.
Of the world calls it.
Right.
FUTBALL.
FUT. Right.
And you root for your country and everybody partakes.
Yeah. Yep, and that's what they've done. But I like their marketing scheme because they gradually did it, and now guess what? People are watching. Look at the ESPN networks, 2 and 3. venues on it, and you can see it. But wait a minute, hold it. Oh, shucks! There's my girl over there. Whew. Shucka Khan. Lord have mercy. Anyway, Shucka's here, and every time you hear that music, that means she's going to tell me something good. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest that you can call in at 1-877-932-9766 is a man who is a good man, a father, a grandfather, an ex-school administrator, ex-coach, and a very fine gentleman, very opinionated, and I love him. James Satch Sellinger's in the house. How you doing, Satch?
Man, life is good. Hello, everybody.
Satch is in the house. We got a lot of questions for you, but hey, listen, the dude is a graduate from Oberlin College, and if you know anything about Oberlin, now we talking about some deep pockets up there. There's some rich money up in there.
And education.
And education, yeah. I seen him in the day when he had that fro going,
Yeah, buddy, and it's all gone now. Nothing but a parking lot up there.
All righty. Anyway, but he does a lot of things in the community, in particular with the youth as a basketball pro. What is that? Barrett that you have that program at? Where you go with the youth?
It rotates from one night. Each night goes to a different center. Mm-hmm. It's called late night basketball to give the kids something to do,
right?
Other than hang out on the corner,
right? Nice. Right. So even though he retired from the. Now, I'm old school. I always called it Columbus Public Schools, but they call it city schools now. I don't know why. But
because of the charter schools that are public schools in Columbus.
Oh, see, now I know. That's something I didn't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we won't even get into that one.
No.
But now, before I turn it over to the voice and Trent, Satch, I've been wanting to ask you this question a long time. Now, I remember when I was broadcasting for a TV station here in Columbus. I think it's still going on, but it's low power now, but we went out to Newark and I saw you and saw the team that you were coaching and all that good stuff and what they did. But here's the thing that got me: you won the state championship with a fantastic team, and I thought that that you would go 2 years, but you did something that I'm gonna tell you something, Satch. In my opinion, most people wouldn't have done, and that is. Your son, Jared, played on that team, and something happened, and you just simply said that he wasn't going to play. And it looked like it cost you a state championship, but it was so refreshing to see that you put integrity above the game. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, well, basketball is an extracurricular activity. And so the word extra means that you handle the main course first, which is your academics, your citizenship. And if you can't do that, then you don't deserve to be on the floor because, I use this as an example. If I invite you over my house to tell you eat all the steaks you want, you can't get the second steak until you finish the first.
That's true.
And so he hadn't finished the first. And I told him he had, I didn't go from 0 to 60 on it.
Yeah.
But I told him, I said, man, next time you don't turn in your work, man, I don't care how big the game is, you're not going to play. Well, he thought that, like a kid's going to do, that, this is a big game. This is a regional championship game, and so he'll play me. Well, no, I didn't even put a uniform on. See, but guess what? How many coaches win at any cost?
Yep.
And you see these kids win championships and walk in the street on Thanksgiving because they're not in college anywhere.
That's what I'm talking
about.
You
understand?
Right. So you got to deal with the whole kid. And if I just dealt with the athletic side of him, he still has an emotional side, an academic side, and a spiritual side.
Mm-hmm.
So 100% of 1/4 is still 1/4.
Yeah.
That's 25%. That's failing.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
So therefore, I deal with the whole kid.
There you go.
Okay.
And here's how I dealt with my team. There was just one rule that they had to follow, and it had to be 3 yeses. Be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, doing what you're supposed to be doing. If you can give me 3 yeses, we don't have a problem. If one of those yeses are missing, we're having a problem.
Yeah.
But see, that way I can treat each kid as an individual. Some coaches have rules that they don't enforce. Well, no sense in having rules that you don't enforce. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if the rule goes for them, it goes for me. If it goes for my last player on varsity, it goes for my star on varsity.
Right, right.
You see, and what I did was I gained the program that night.
You sure did.
Yeah.
That was the night I gained the program. They understood that we stand for something.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the pride in our program was so large that the following year we were number one in the country.
Yes, right.
Nice.
That's right. That's right. Nice. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. TalkTainment Radio is a 24-hour, no-charge worldwide broadcast facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's three I'm going to share with you who one of mine and Trent's favorite, the Quay Morgan Hill Show. We're not going to tell you, but man, you got to check that out. Mm-hmm. Also, Wiggins World, you got to do it. Stacey Wiggins is outstanding. And the show that I co-host on Wednesdays, which is the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Look, you got to sample these shows and just to see what they are like. And if you like them, fine. You know, hit subscribe and like them. But this is the thing. They are exclusive to TalkTeamAtRadio.com, and all you have to do is put that click on it, and then you're there. All that from TalkTeamAtRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. You're listening to Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby and, of course, the voice, Rita Arnold. Every time I say it, I get chills. And then Trent McMurray, he's here. And our special guest in the Tell Me Something Good segment is James Satch Sullinger. But I got to turn the question in over to the voice, Miss Rita. Miss Rita, go ahead with Satch.
I'm going to let Trent hit this one. I'm just trying to learn some more.
Okay.
Well
first. I like the way she passed that.
First of all, Satch is what I call a man of character.
Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate that, bro.
Second of all, he's predictable as can be because I can walk in Starbucks on a Saturday morning and there he is propped up in his chair holding court. And I love it. And in a memorable time, I had my son with me and he's a big Jared fan. And mm-hmm. I said, you know who that is over there, Blair? And he's like, nah, Dad, who's that? I said, that's Jared's dad. He's like, oh, you got to introduce me to him.
That was a great morning. I remember that.
Yeah, and so I went over and introduced him, you know, and I said, you know, speak up, shake his hand, look him in the eye, and talk to him.
And he did all those things.
And he shared Coach stuff. It was like gold fell out of his mouth. Anyway, so my first question is, what are you doing now? Because you look amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm working for City of Columbus as a community liaison. Working on the youth side of things, working with the young people.
Okay.
I stay out of the political game. Mm-hmm. I just work with the young people. And I have a tremendous time doing that, you know, just walking in and out of different rec centers and seeing kids on the street and just talking to them and being a resource for them.
Right, right. You're a great resource.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Because every time I go to Starbucks and my son didn't go with me, he said, Dad, did you see Coach Sellinger? So you left a lasting impression on him, and I thank you for that.
I remember what we talked about, too.
So share with our audience. What did you share with him, Coach?
I asked your son. I said, you know what the greatest threat to excellence is? And he said, no, what? I said, being good. We'll do what's necessary to go from poor to fair to average, and from average to good. But we fail to go from good to excellent because good is safe.
Mm. And he still talks about that conversation. He said, Dad, so I got to do all of that to make it to the NFL. I said, absolutely.
That's right.
If that's your goal, that's what you have to do.
And, you know, here's the key. Let's say a young man or young lady, they don't reach their goal, mm-hmm. and they give it everything they have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as they get older in life, they can accept it because they know they did all they could do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. You see, but right. but the worst thing in the world to do is to be older and look back and go, what if?
What
That's
if?
What right. eats at your craw.
Exactly.
That eats at your craw.
Exactly. And he always mentions that, and he's playing for one of the big schools in the city in football. And evidently, he took it to heart because he's an honor roll student.
There you go.
Yeah.
He stays out of trouble.
Good.
And he does what he has to do.
Let me just say this to you. Have you ever seen anyone with a good attitude give a poor effort?
No.
But have you ever seen anybody with a bad attitude give a good effort?
Yes.
See, there you go. So so effort and attitude are hand-to-hand. Ooh. If the attitude's right, the effort's going to be right.
Exactly.
If the attitude's wrong, the effort's going to be wrong. Mm.
See, that's why I like hanging out with this man. I love just sitting and listening to him. So thank you, Dad, for instilling in me, when people older than you are talking, shut your mouth and listen. Mouth.
All right.
I love it.
Richard Pryor said it best. You don't get old being no fool.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Rita, now you've had a chance to hear some questions. What comes to your mind that you would like to ask the big man?
With that wonderful mantra about you, what do you think is the best thing you can instill in the young people that you interact with? I think that's a beautiful thing, but if there's one thing that you want them to leave with, what would it be?
Well, I try to instill to the young people, you know, we were talking before we were on the air about, you know, how the police situation is in America, mm-hmm. especially with black males.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just show your hands, do what the officer asks you to do, even if they're abusing you verbally or physically. The street corner is not the place to prove right or wrong, because the moment you do it, then they're going to flip the script and say you came at them and all that. Just do what they ask you to do, and then go to the courts and file a complaint, and that's where you prove right or wrong, not on the street corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to learn how to participate in this game that's unjust.
There you go.
But we have to learn how to survive.
Yes.
We have to learn how to get home.
That's right.
And then we have to use the system.
That's right.
For us. See, and when we try to prove right or wrong on the street corner, we're automatically going to be put in the light of wrong.
Somebody told me you could be right, but you could be dead right.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right. I didn't finish that Richard Pryor thing. He said, you don't get old being no fool. He said, a lot of young wise men are dead in hell, aren't they?
My grandfather always says, it's not always expedient to speak the truth. And it was years before I understood what that meant.
Mm-hmm. Wisdom.
But you throw pearls before swine and you speak in the truth, but it doesn't make the situation any better.
Correct.
Hold your peace sometimes. Wait a little bit.
Do what they ask you to do. Don't make a quick move with your hands. Keep your hands open,
mm-hmm.
open,
mm-hmm.
not clenched, open,
right.
and in sight.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. You know, one quick movement with your hands, they can say anything they want to say.
Anything they want to.
That's true.
Anything they want to.
Indeed.
So that's the message that I try to talk to the young people about. And then trying to help them get, you know, the resources they need to clean up whatever little mess that they've made academically or socially, and let them understand that doesn't define you. What defines you is what you do from this second on.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you got everybody watching. Now you get a chance to show them who you really are.
Right.
Right. Yes, right. Yes, yes.
Right.
You know, Seth, you've met a lot of people, professional athletes, different people in all walks of life. You've seen people that have and are successful. What is a one quality that stands out from those people that you've seen that are successful?
Well, I use this as an example.
Okay.
And I'll use everything as a team.
Okay.
You know, we have too many guys come and say, man, you ain't doing your job, man. Come on, man. Come on, you got to do what you have to do. Mm-hmm. You can't control no one but yourself. If you improve yourself, then the team automatically improves. And if every player on the team took that same approach, then you got one heck of a team. It's the same thing out there in the street. You know, people that are always trying to say, what can I do to make your day a better day? Those are the services that we pay money for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if we go out and it's all about me, you know, any person wrapped up in themselves makes a small package.
Wow.
So what we have to do is be purposeful with our day.
Wow.
And understand that when we lay our head down at the end of the night, you can look into your day and realize you've helped someone have a better day. To me, that's not taking up space on this earth. That's contributing.
Absolutely.
I like that. Anybody wrapped up in themselves makes a small package.
Mm.
That's going out on Facebook tonight. I'm telling you that right now. I like that.
Not if I beat you to it.
Oh, yeah, you just might. Then I'll just share it again. Yeah.
There you go.
Trent, you got another question for the coach?
So, coach, being a father, I have to ask you this and how you did it because I'm still trying to figure it out. You have successful kids that are athletes on the NBA level, the highest level that they can go. How did you handle them not listening to you when you tried to give them advice?
It takes a village.
Thank you. Child. Okay.
It's not what I say. It's that I said it.
Okay.
You know, and so I surrounded myself with people that had the same value base, and I'd say, man, you need to talk to my boy.
Okay, yep.
You got me? Because they had me talk to their kid.
Right.
So it's not what I said, it's that I said it.
Okay.
You know, Mark Twain said it best. When I was 14, my dad was the dumbest thing I knew. Now that I'm 21, he sure has learned a lot. No,
I know that's right. Okay, then I'm doing the right thing.
You are doing the right
thing. I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Rita, another question for the coach here as we power it down here.
Well, I would say simple, but, you know, what are you most proud of in your career in working with young people?
Well, the year we won the state championship, I had five seniors, first generation college, and 4 years later, I went to five college graduations.
Okay, all right,
yeah.
Now that is the greatest thing I've ever participated and had influence in. Right there, winning takes care of itself.
Yeah.
When you develop men, they're going to win every game they should. They're going to win some games they shouldn't, and they're going to lose every game they're supposed to lose.
Right.
In that life, that's what life is.
That's true.
So I'm not going to win at any cost at the expense of their future.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's why I started out that, you know, program with the program with that, because I know that, well, in my opinion, 9 out of 10 people, when they were in that particular moment, would have went for the gusto, that is, would have went on and played their son, but you stood tall and did that, knowing that if he did not play, that you probably were not going to win, but you were sending a message that still resonates. Mm-hmm. Five graduations. Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
First generation.
First generation. Wow. Graduation. Is important in that equation as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Coach, I really appreciate you taking time to come down there and come
Thank
down
you.
Here. I know that you've done radio before, hosted shows, and just done a whole lot of things. We really appreciate it, Coach.
Let me just say this before I go. Any young person out there, if you ever see me, you need an ear, come to me. Now, I'm going to give you the truth, but the truth sometimes is what you need to hear.
Yeah. All righty. There you are.
You want to adopt a 14-year-old coach.
Long as you feed him.
Exactly. You're right. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, that bill is going to be something. All right, Coach. Hey, we got a minute before we go to break. Thank you again, Coach.
Thank you
so much.
My pleasure.
Let's see here, Trent. Let's do this here. Give me a quick story here, Trent.
So,
break.
Your beloved Dodgers?
Not mine.
Yeah, they are, because they used to be in New York.
Oh, okay, yeah, Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Julio Urias?
Yeah.
He finished serving his 20-game suspension.
Was it PED?
No, it was domestic violence.
He put his hands on a woman?
Evidently.
Oh.
So he's done. He served his 20-game suspension. I hope he, in hand, learned a valuable lesson of not putting his hands on a female.
Okay.
But the owner said, yeah, he's learned his lesson the hard way.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. All right, how about this? TalkTeamAtRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTeamAtRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Boy, we got some Trent's Rant coming up and more sports talk all here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
See that cute little dog in the pet store? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppies to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. But with one simple choice, you can help, just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports.
Oh, here we go, baby. All righty. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the host of Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, along with the voice, Miss Rita Arnold, and, of course, Trent McMurray. And we are discussing sports topics. Don't forget, in 13 minutes, we're going to have the favorite part of the show, Trent's Rant. But, Miss Rita, you got a story for me?
I learned a new term today.
Uh-oh. Terms of endearment. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know about endearment, but sports washing.
Okay, dear Abby, go ahead.
Have you heard the term sports washing?
No,
kind of like whitewashing, but with sports.
Mm.
It's when a corrupt or tyrannical regime uses sport to enhance its reputation.
Okay, evidence.
So I ran across an article talking about Saudi Arabia sports washing to fix their reputation after they ordered, say, a murder of an American journalist.
Kasagi Hogi?
Yeah. They have enlisted a firm whose services cost $22,000 a month. And this is the Saudi government. The services of Churchill Ripley Group. It's an international consulting firm, and they specialize in growth. They boast unique access to Hollywood, Silicon Valley, and the Middle East. It's an LA-based firm that represents the General Sports Authority of Saudi Arabia, and they work with the Saudi princes and the daughter of former U.S. Ambassador Prince Bandar, to help set up meetings with the U.S. and various companies and executives to discuss the development of Saudi's burgeoning entertainment sector. So they're trying to clean up their act using sports. I found that fascinating. Have you guys ever heard of that?
It's called a distraction.
It is a distraction.
It ain't nothing old. It's while the right hand's doing this, the left hand's over here.
It's a shell game, but yes, they termed it. So if they put a term on it, that means that this probably isn't the first time this has happened.
And you know, the unique thing about the shell game, in case those of you that don't know this, that they'll show you that they put something under the thing. At least that's the illusion.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. But try to select what shell that you know that it's under.
Mm-mm.
It ain't there. Why? Because it ain't there.
You might end up committing suicide in solitary confinement.
You got food. Mm-hmm. Because it was never there.
Mm. Never Trent, there.
Yes.
Speaking about never there, mm-hmm, not never land.
Uh-oh.
Workman, come on.
Mm-mm.
Who?
Yo, a story.
Oh. Oh, we are.
You said Neverland.
I was going to say, what? Where did Mike do now?
Where we go?
I got a story for you.
Okay.
Andrew Luck.
Luck?
Luck.
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 Okay.
He got out alive.
Yeah.
The 29-year-old retired before the first game of the season. And you know what, Andrew? I applaud you.
I do too.
I stand up. I applaud you. I clap and say, enjoy your life because it's not worth the pain. He flat out said he got stuck in a vicious cycle of getting injured, healing, and rehab, getting injured, healing, and rehab, getting injured, healing, and rehab. He said, I can't do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of him because football, we all know, is the most violent sport on the planet.
Mm.
So then they start talking about, well, you're going to have to pay back $25 million that the Colts gave you and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, really?
The owner didn't say that.
No, the owner did not. The media said
this. Yeah, the media said that.
And the owner said, no.
Yeah, you will not.
Where he bought us to and what he all did for us, he can keep the $25 million. So, Andrew, I ain't mad at you. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your life. And keep it moving.
Okay. How about this one? Since Rita brought up this, since we're into terminology, I got a term for y'all.
Lord. Wait a minute. Yeah. Is the FCC
Hold
listening?
On. Wait a minute. Let's put some in it. How about tanking?
Tanking?
Tanking.
As in tank? As in singing?
Tank. Yeah. I saw him, man.
Ooh.
Nice brother. No, tanking. Trent, there's a trend, Rita. There's a trend. Not Trent, but trend.
With a D.
With a D. We know what the D stands for.
Yes, we do.
Houston.
Bohicum?
No, Houston.
Oh.
There's a trend that's going on, and Roger Goodell is going to have to address it.
Uh-huh.
And the trend is called tanking, which means that teams deliberately are losing games to acquire draft picks.
Oakland Raiders?
Cleveland Browns, which I was going
to call them.
I was going to call them clowns.
They still are the clowns.
But Willie Suggs won't like that.
Guess what?
And Carlton Griffin.
Don't care.
Okay.
They ain't won a game yet.
Yeah. But anyway, it's becoming a problem because people pay good money to see games like that, except for those glorified practices, which they call preseason. I don't either. But it's a trend. They did it in the NBA, and Adam Silver addressed that.
Yep.
I don't know how they're going to do that. How do you think they would do that, Trent, to prevent a team from deliberately losing games? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know how they can prevent it. First of all, you got to prove it.
Right.
It isn't about what you know, is what you can prove.
You mean like a guy going up for a dunk and then he misses?
Of course.
Which happens all the time, by the way.
Quite often.
But you don't know if he's been paid to do that.
Well, I do.
Ask what was his name, Steve? NBA.
The referee? Yes.
No,
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So you got to prove it. First, you got to prove the team's tanking. Then you have to dig and dig and dig. And I don't. Roger Goodell is not going to do that.
Because they pay his salary.
Because he's getting his cut.
Yeah. Woo!
A conspiracy, I hear?
No, I just said he's getting his cut.
Man, you hear that? Y'all, Trent went deep on that one.
Plain and simple. Follow the money.
Uh-huh. Okay. How about this one, Rita?
What you got?
Okay, now you know that stage thing with Zeke. What about Melvin Gordon? Did he mess up? There's another word I want to use, but FCC regulations prevent me from saying the word. But
Tell me more.
I'm on the World Wide Web. You can say anything you want.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it starts with an F.
Four letters?
He flubbed it.
Arithmetic. A rat in Tom's house might eat Tom's ice cream. Rita, did he mess up? Because the charges said, "Don't sit out. Go ahead. Did he mess up?"
Oh no, I don't even know what you're talking about. I missed that.
No, okay. Trent, do you think that he messed up?
Yeah,
I do too.
Yeah, okay. He messed up
because he leveraged. He thought that, well, I'm gonna get this money.
Right.
So I'm, they need me.
Yeah.
And then they said, guess what?
Huh. We don't need you.
We don't need you.
And he's like, well, wait a minute.
Uh-huh. See, they try to do that. They try to do that Le'Veon Bell and right. all those other things.
Right,
on
right.
there. And it's true that the life of a running back is not that
5 years.
Yeah,
five.
At that.
5 years.
Yeah, sometimes it's three.
Right.
Not a long time.
Yeah, a long time. And he rolled the dice. See, he didn't. See,
craps.
Craps. You got to be like Jerry. See, when Jerry pushed all his chips in,
right.
he knew what he was doing.
Yes, he did.
But this guy here, an athlete.
Yes.
He owns nothing.
Nothing.
But his youth, which is fleeing, by the way.
Yes, it's running.
So I sand in the hourglass, baby. I think that he messed up because they came out today and said, "Go ahead, sit down, man. Sit
you're
down.
Good."
Yeah, go somewhere and set your ass down.
You should never be confused about your role in a conversation.
Come on now. Uh-oh. Come on now.
I always know where you stand.
Okay, and speaking about standing, how about this trip?
Uh-huh.
FSU.
FSU.
Yeah, not that one, but the Florida State one. That they got that black BLACK head coach down there, Willie Taggart.
Yes, Mr. Taggart.
Lost to Boise State, which used to be the laughing stock. But remember that play, that fumble risk they put on Oklahoma?
Yes.
Well, you don't want to play them anyway.
Correct.
They were up 31 to, what, 7 or whatever it
yes.
was. And then they lost.
They blew a lead.
Saying that he said that his players down there and all that hot were not conditioned.
The Negroes grew up down there.
Thank you.
All of them.
All day.
All day.
All day. Boy, going outside and play.
In the hot sun.
In the heat.
Blackie?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I was out there, too. Anyway.
And it's hot down there.
Yeah, it's hot down there. Yeah, I was a field Negro. Anyway, is he in trouble?
No.
You don't think so?
No, it's the first game of the season.
Yeah, but,
okay.
But they had a bad record last year.
So what? What happened when that state up north got blown out by Appalachia State?
They still haven't really recovered from that.
And they never will because with that loss and not winning down
they
here.
They got hard-boiled.
In 7 years.
They got hard-boiled there.
You know,
sure. Chick. He keeps making these statements.
Chick again.
Yeah, and I think they put something in that $4 chicken that everybody lined up.
I didn't.
No.
I drove by there and the line was down and around the block.
I said, hell no, I ain't doing that because I don't trust them.
I don't either.
I don't trust them. That all y'all line up to eat that chicken.
Mm-mm. I got mine.
Yeah.
No. No, not me. Mm-hmm. And guess what?
What?
Found out that they did put something in there.
Yeah,
not,
they
not
did.
Not the company, but the
correct.
Chickens. Yeah.
Correct.
You ever wonder what happened to those chickens with, what is that, avian cancer and all that?
Yeah.
What they do with them?
They sell them.
They
sell them off.
Come on. It's money, baby.
Oh, it's money.
It's money. He's telling the truth.
Ask the Arches.
Please.
Is that even chicken?
Ah!
What about the
one with the bell?
You tell me.
Yeah. It ain't food. It ain't food.
That's right.
Yeah.
You too young to remember the movie Soil Ain't Green, don't you? I tell you what Charlton Heston said. Soil Ain't Green is people. Eat people.
That's right.
Give me a story before we have Trent's Red, Rita.
You know, the Jets just hired themselves a new assistant coach.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
My dude, Hines Ward.
Hines!
43-year-old
Duncan
Hines Ward, who played for the Steelers for his entire career from 98 to 2011.
CETs. Asian persuasion brother, yeah.
CETs.
Mm-hmm.
CETs. Uh-oh. Something wrong with his hands?
Is that why
his
hands
are
so big?
Oh, my
gosh. CETs. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. What? I'll get the explanation for that later. But I'm excited for him. I like Hines. I think he's
good. He's going to be, is it co-offensive coordinator or whatever?
Yeah.
All right.
I ain't mad at it.
He'll be working as a full-time offensive assistant coordinator working with the wideouts.
Wide out. Like
wide receiver.
Like wide receiver. And not tight ends. Okay. All right. Hey, when you hear that music, how about this? TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the host of Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby, along with Trent McMurray and Rita Arnold, the voice. It is at this time that we have the favorite part of the show. And if I don't do it before I get home, I will be called a bunch of dirty names, which I am anyway. Trent, take it away!
So, Mr. Bobby.
Yes, sir.
I was doing what I do. And came across some information. Thank you. I came across some information that I tried to ignore. But I can't. So, I've tried to educate folks about privacy, which we no longer have.
I can really say, didn't you once say your privates aren't even private?
Your privates aren't even private.
That's right.
Because they belong to somebody else.
They know.
Anywho. So, the latest in this information, folks, and if you don't believe me, you can look it up. The feds forced Google to reveal all Google users within 100-mile radius of a bank robbery.
Okay.
So, the feds asked Google to help them find two bank robbers and the driver of the getaway car. And Google said absolutely not. So guess what? They came back with a search warrant.
Okay.
How?
I'm gonna get there. So the police walked into Google's headquarters, handed them a search warrant, and said, "We need all the data from this date within a 100-yard radius of every Android user there is."
100 yards or 100 miles?
100 yards,
okay.
Because they wanted to pinpoint the exact time within a half an hour of this bank robbery.
Okay.
So, this is called a reverse search warrant, where they will go back in time to locate somebody.
Mm.
So, for all of y'all that have location services turned on your phone, once again, I don't care what kind of phone you have, you can be found.
Deja vu.
Washington. Exactly. So, in November, Google again was served with a search warrant asking for the data that would identify any user who had been within 100 feet of the bank. So they could identify the user. Needless to say, this particular type of warrant is now known as a reverse location search warrant, which the feds are using every day. It's been done in Wisconsin. It's been done in Minnesota. So I was like, okay, so what? Then it got nastier, Mr. Bobby.
Nastier?
How many of you wear a Fitbit?
Got one on right now.
You may want to take it off and turn it off. The government, according to the Washington Post, reported to the White House that they had a briefing on a plan to create an agency called HARPA.
What does that mean?
It's a healthcare counterpart to the Pentagon's research and development arm of DARPA.
You're scaring me, Trent.
Among other initiatives, this new agency would reportedly collect volunteer data from a suite of smart devices, including Apple Watches, Fitbits, Amazon Echoes, and Google Homes, in order to identify neurobehavioral signs.
Wow.
In accordance with the mass shootings that have been happening lately. There is a doctor who's a neurosurgeon that said this is absurd.
Absurd.
But soon to be legal, that this data can be collected and given over to the feds.
What you got to say about that, Rita?
So instead of taking one simple stand against allowing guns to be sold willy-nilly to anyone, you would rather invade people's privacy. And see, the way that this is going, if you're talking about pre-diagnosing people who may be on the verge of a break, you don't know they're having a break until they're having a break, unless you actually see concrete proof. You're guessing, well, who's to say that that isn't manufactured information to try and get someone?
Oh, but they're not guessing, because they're going to take artificial intelligence to analyze this data that will create and hopefully specify sensitive to early diagnosis of neuropsychiatric violence in claims that will stop a mass murderer.
Didn't Will Smith star in this movie?
No, it was Tom Cruise. Minority Report.
No.
So, anyway, Mr. Bobby, like I've always said, there is no such thing as privacy.
Yeah.
Folks, if you don't believe what I'm saying, do your research. I'm just saying.
Man, oh man, oh man.
Okay.
Man, oh man, oh man.
I'm a little terrified.
See, I am too, because not only can they do that, Trent, while you're talking,
right?
They could also make up stuff.
Hello.
And it look like it's true. And it's
absolutely
not true.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and see, all of y'all, we gave all that up when GW2 or Junior or Butthead or whatever you want to call him signed the Patriot Act at midnight.
A lot of things happen at midnight.
Ooh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, them creeping days might be over.
So you still creeping?
Oh, no way, no.
You said might be over.
I said creeping days.
Might be over.
Though. Yeah, you might said be might. Over. Yeah, but I wasn't word. Particularly speaking of myself.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Longer, Luther had a song about
okay.
that.
Okay.
Don't you put that on
she
me, creep, Mr. Bobby.
She creeps.
Ooh.
Yeah. We got that in the archives? Yeah, anyway. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Trent.
Yes.
As we wind the show down.
Yes.
What is the best football conference in college football?
The Big Ten.
And why do you say that?
Because we bring in the most money.
Okay, that is true. I know the TV market's here. Do you think it's the most competitive conference?
I do, absolutely. It's the most physical, most competitive conference, only because we do not have a consistency of low-scoring games.
Why does the Southeastern Conference get a lot of pub with that? Alabama versus LSU, Georgia versus Auburn and stuff like that, Florida versus Georgia and all that kind of stuff, which is so-called, quote-unquote, big games.
Because the left hand is doing something while the right hand's making money.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, then why is the Big Ten heavy in the East but not in the West, Nebraska or whoever's over there, Iowa?
Well, the Nebraska is, they're saying the Cornhuskers are an up-and-coming team in the Big Ten.
The answer is no.
I understand. Because they have been inbred.
Oh.
To Ooh, believe buddy. That the SEC is the best conference in college football.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that move that the Big Ten did in getting Rutgers
yes.
and Maryland is paying.
Hello.
Because Rutgers means New York, New York.
Right. The largest market in the country.
The largest. So all the Big Ten games get shown on Broadway. Rita, what you got for me, honey?
Who is the most annoying football fans in the NFL? I want you to guess. Just take a wild stab.
Well, when we know
Come
it's
on.
Not the Detroit
You're
Lions.
Thinking too hard.
Okay.
You
the
already
Cowboys
nope.
fans.
They're second.
Patriots.
Thank you, Trent. The Patriots. There was a study done by a pest control company in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Looking to see who has the most annoying fans in the NFL.
They're entitled.
The New England Patriots got 34.66% of the vote.
Because they winning?
Because they're annoying. The Dallas Cowboys coming in second.
Cowgirls.
Be nice.
No.
13.34%.
Practice.
See what I'm saying?
Right. Not a game.
We're talking about practice.
That's right.
Well, the Philadelphia Eagles coming in third got 9.02%. My lovely Steelers. Fourth at 8.6%.
Who cares?
But the Patriots took a third of the pie.
Well,
everybody's aggravated by
in
them.
In the words of the great Willie Nelson, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
And my team's only team has beat them twice in the Super Bowl.
And that would be the New York Giants?
Yes, sir.
Giants!
That's right.
They
shut
up. They only got 1.2%.
Doesn't matter, but when you say that, everybody shuts
okay,
up.
Okay, Trent, let me ask you a question. Speaking about our Giants, because, you know, I forgot the Bears, and, you know, I love the Saints.
Yes.
What about David Jones?
You know what? I saw a glimmer of hope. I'm not sure if that was the reflection in the mirror or the reflection of the knife.
You mean in his back?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You know what, Trent?
Yes.
I have nothing in it. It's preseason.
Yes, it is. So I have nothing.
Everybody is just glowing over this cat.
Yeah, I'm like, it's preseason.
He doesn't know what it's like when it's game on.
No, he doesn't.
But everybody's. Why do they want him to? Oh, because they did. Oh, they want to just prove that their pick and not picking Haskins was okay.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, then again, when you pick a power forward to play quarterback, that's what you get.
Man, I should ask my man.
Sorry, Detroit.
That came over, you know, because I had another tree damage, man.
Really?
Yeah, my man. I call him Felix. His name is Talese. He came over, and he's from Cuba. So you know me. I'm asking him. I ask him some questions about Cuba. What about Fidel and about a certain person who will remain nameless might be in this room and not Rita. Boy,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He talked to me for a long time.
I have no idea what you're talking
and
about.
And got three bills from me, too.
I'm sure
The tree is gone.
It's gone?
Yeah, the ants got it first.
Uh-oh.
But he told me, he said, man, that tree is 40 years old. And I said, how can you tell? He said, look at the rings
Look at the
on
rings
it.
In it.
And then I remember when the house was built in 1978, and that dude was right on it, man.
Yeah.
Right on it. So the tree is gone, so now I got a plant out there, which I'm still working on.
He's from Cuba.
Yeah, he's from Cuba. He's good, too, man.
Havana?
I didn't ask him that. I just asked him about certain things that went on in Cuba when a certain person was down there. Who will remain nameless?
I've never been to Cuba.
Yeah, it wasn't you. It wasn't you.
I've never been down there either.
Yeah, you know what R. Kelly said? Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
It was. Yeah, you know what that dude said? He said, Turk, play the tape back.
Yeah, play tape back.
Yeah, play it backwards.
Yeah, play it backwards.
Can't you see I was putting it away?
Right. I'm putting it away. Yeah. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Never been down there. I'm scared of water.
Okay, Rita, one of our final stories is going to be, there's been a lot of home runs hit in baseball, and you know I'm not going to talk about them damn Yankees.
They're not. That they're still in first place.
I mean, what? Why the hate? You don't have to do that.
65 Pee Wee Reason, Dizzy Dick. when the CBS owned the Yankees. Anyway, when the George convention gave me.
Really?
What about all these? Now, listen very carefully. Listen to my words. What about all these juiced baseballs?
Yeah. I read something a little while ago talking about the juiced baseballs.
They're not juiced.
Yes. Why not? Well, man,
they're just made different.
Them balls are tight.
Of a juiced baseball.
Yes.
Who owns the Angels?
I don't know.
It's not Roy Rogers.
Okay. He bought the Rawlings Baseball Company.
He did, huh?
Yes.
And Mike Trout is leading the league in home runs, right?
Hello.
Okay. So what does that tell you?
Follow the money.
Follow the money. We talking about practice.
just practice.
But does run derby every night make the game boring?
I'll tell you what.
Didn't the Yankees just...
Guess what?
Yeah.
What is our theme song when we get off the air?
I don't know.
There it is. There it is. Time show flies when you're having fun.
Indeed.
Go ahead, Stanley Clark. Listen,
wow.
We really enjoyed today. Thank you, Sat Sellinger. Thank you for all our listeners. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Rita, you're on a 2-week hiatus. Enjoy. Right, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Trent,
you going to Cuba?
Shut up.